Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Louisa on this day, Tuesday, March the 29th. And we're just going to dive right into things. We welcome each and everyone that's with us today, and we want to really get through a lot of information today, so we hope that you have handy tools to write with and record with on today. First, we're going to start off by giving you the national hotline number for domestic violence. That number is 800-799-7233. Once again, 800-799-7233. The number for the hearing and impaired or deaf individuals, 800-787-3224. Once again, hearing and deaf or hearing impaired individuals, 800-787-3224. We're going to try several times during the show to give you that phone number. You may want to pass it on to someone or decide to use it for yourself a little later. So we're going to start off just giving just a brief information about statistics, and hopefully we'll go back and forth between the two, between what is domestic abuse, domestic violence, and some facts. The presence of a gun in the home increases the risk of homicide by 500%. I don't think I wrote that wrong. The presence of a gun in the home increased the risk of homicide by 500%. Intimate partner violence accounts for 15% of all violent crimes. Intimate partner violence accounts for 15% of all violent crimes. In the year 2021 alone, 20 people per minute abused by an intimate partner in the United States. 20 people per minute physically abused by an intimate partner in the U.S. Okay. So, what is domestic violence? It's abuse that occurs in an intimate partner relationship. And it's all about power and control, all about maintaining power and control over an intimate partner. And I will also say this can even happen in a workplace, in your family dynamics between siblings, between a parent and a child, between married couples, between someone that you're just meeting for the first time, only probably been in the person's presence once or twice. So it's when someone tries to exert power and control over someone else. Abuse is physical, sexual, emotional, economic, and psychological. They're all actions or threats another person. This includes any behavior that frightens, intimidates, terrorizes, manipulates, hurts, humiliate, blame, injure, or wound someone else. There's stalking, where someone is stalking your every move. There's cyber stalking. There's financial abuse. There's elder abuse. There's child abuse. This can happen to anyone of any race, any socioeconomic status, any gender, any religion, any sexual orientation. There is no boundaries for someone to try to exert power and control over someone else. And also, anyone can be a victim of domestic violence or domestic abuse. It's usually manifested by a pattern of abusive behavior towards someone else. So, what do? If you have questions and you think you fall into one of these categories, you call that national hotline number, 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. For the hearing impaired, that number is 800-787-3224. That's 800-787-3224. Now, early signs of being abused or someone trying to exert control or power over you can be very subtle. Sometimes, I mean, you can't even recognize it. You do not know what's going on. So it's after being done over a period of time that you're in an abusive situation and you really don't even know it because it takes time to sink in. And it takes also time also because you don't want to believe X, Y, and Z. No, they didn't mean that. No, that's not what X, Y, and Z. No. Can't be. They're too nice of a person. Can't be. But guess what? Understanding abuser statistics serve as a predictive indicator of a person who is more likely to abuse someone else. You have to find out information about the person. What's their background? What was their home life like? What was their childhood like? Do they have a history of violence in their own behavior, in themselves? That's a pretty strong indicator that the person is more than likely an abuser. I'm going to categorize that as a red flag. That's a red flag to you. Do you want to continue to be in that relationship? Do you want to continue to be around that person? Do you want to continue to work under that kind of a boss? Red flag. No one gets up every day, go out, and choose an abusive partner, an abusive boss, or, you know that you're born into a family where someone's abusive. You don't go around looking for that. And you certainly don't go on blind dates looking for red flags. But now you're equipped with information that you can pass on to someone else. Things to look for in a person that allows you to stay away from them because you do not want to get caught up in an abusive relationship. It has been said that people who survive being abused, they look back and say, how could I have missed the signs? Why wasn't I aware of the signs? So, can't blame yourself because it's not your responsibility to prevent someone to become abusive, but now you're equipped to help others avoid an abusive relationship. We have 4 minutes left. Reported domestic violent cases are men abusing women. 85% of all reported domestic violence cases are men abusing women, while 5% of reported cases are women abusing men. Yes, women abuse men. Women abuse them. Some men just, you know, go on and take it, and they don't say anything about it. They just, you know, keep their mouth closed. But, yes, there are women abusers out here. Abusers are able to control their behavior. They do it all the time. And they carefully choose when and where to abuse. And abusers also pick and choose whom to abuse. They don't insult, threat everyone in their life who give them grief. They usually save their abuse for the people closest to them, the ones they claim to love. And something just popped in my mind as I was reading that also. They are very clever. Abusers are clever. They are very charming. And they know what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. Abusers, as one writer put it, are not branded with a scarlet letter A. Many are hiding in plain sight, disguised as some of the most charismatic people you'll ever meet. There's an article, if you can find it, in the 2013 Psychological Today, Behind the Veil, Inside the Mind of Men That Abuse. It's written by John G. Taylor. Men who abuse are very clever, smart, and extremely charming. Most of these men have a personality that draws people in because of their level of charm. Say it again. Most of these men and women, I will say, have a personality that draws people in because of their level of charm and manipulate. So I am a survivor of physical, of emotional and verbal abuse. Now, my husband's never hit me, never raised his hand, hit me, anything. But the emotional and verbal, it lingers on. It still crosses your mind. And I've been in it for 30-some years. And as I am doing the show, and I'm going to have to stop because as I am doing the show, what I have begun to realize is I see a lot of the signs that were there before. So we will continue this same episode on next week. We thank you very much for listening. Please click on the icon to become a follower. That's where you'll be notified ahead of time of the next episode. And also leave a comment. Leave a comment on things that you'd like to have further explanation on. And leave a comment how well you like the show and what can be improved. Once again, we thank you very much for listening. May God continue to bless you and have a wonderful day.